Letter E. Earth, hell, is used as a symbol for being in the lower nature and also as the planet Earth. However, its symbolic meaning is used more often than the other in the scriptures. In general, it is used as meaning hell. In fact, this earth is a hell when the laws of God are not followed. Eden, an ideal environment in which humans progress at the most accelerated rate. Also, it refers to the state of pure consciousness, to be in the image of God. Ego, the values related to the self. Ego should be divided into two kinds, false ego and actualized ego. False ego is accepting false and imaginary values as one's own true values. These false values can be internal or external. Internal false values are the beliefs of having some merits which actually do not exist in the person. We can recognize these false internal values when the person needs external support to believe that he actually possesses such merits, that others support that we have such values. If a person does not receive this external support, he will lose his confidence and feel very miserable. External false ego is any kind of value or greatness we relate to ourselves because of external possessions in the material world. If a person loses these possessions, he will lose confidence and be lost. Both internal and external false egos are what can be called the illusion of life, Maya. Actualized ego is when the true values of the person and his higher self are actualized, recognized, realized, and developed by him. Such values do not need any external support, and such a person does not value himself by external possessions. Only a person with an actualized ego will gain true confidence and happiness. He will expel the illusions of the false ego and set himself free. Elders, the five sensual attributes, panchatattva, five organs of the senses, smell, taste, sight, touch, hearing, five organs of the actions, speech, hands, feet, motion, generation, and excretion, five basic elements in the universe, ethereal, aerial, luminous, liquid, and solid, three levels of the mind, the three gunas, along with the elusive I am as an entity separate from the rest of the universe, make up the 24 elements in the body and in the universe, which are symbolized as the 24 elders in the Bible, Revelation 4:4. Also, it refers to those leaders who become observers in the hierarchy in the system of Zion and Mount Zion, and have great influence in preserving the system and justice. Elected ones, those who have struggled through many lifetimes and have reached higher consciousness or pure consciousness, they are the ones who struggle with God, children of Israel, the Hebrews, in order to bring all to pure consciousness. Energy, same as Rajaguna, inshallah, if God wills. Ephraims, same as the house of Israel. The children of Israel were divided into the house of Judah, Jews, and the house of Israel, Ephraims or Sumerians. The house of Israel became the 10 lost tribes which traveled toward the west and emigrated to Europe, England, and eventually to the United States. For more detail, read Children of Abram, Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. Also, Ephraim was the younger son of Joseph, son of Jacob, Israel, whom, with his older brother Manasseh, was accepted as his own son by Israel, Jacob. Israel preferred him over his older brother Manasseh. Both Manasseh and Ephraim inherited two portions of Israel's inheritance and became two tribes of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Esau, see Jesus. Eternal Divine Path, the path to reach pure consciousness, which is explained and revealed through the greatest sign. It is to endeavor to awaken the spiritual forces, Far East philosophies, mystical experience, to direct the realization and energy created by the process of awakening the spiritual forces toward the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Hebrews. And in order to establish the kingdom, utmost sacrifice, not being self-centered, sharing. Christianity is necessary. However, the attachment to the result of one's actions would become a hindrance in his progress, so surrendering and submission to his will, Islam, is necessary. Then expansion of the mind, or to become a universalist, Baha'i faith, is necessary to shatter all narrowness of the mind. After all this progress, when a person becomes a dynamic spiritual force to help the whole universe understand the purpose of their lives and help them to reach pure consciousness, such a person becomes an elect para-vipra. Through these para-vipras, eventually all will reach pure consciousness, and these elected ones also will reach there. This path, which has been established in eternity by the Father and the First Begotten Son, will lead a person to divinity. That is why it is called the eternal, because it is established in eternity, divine, because it leads to divinity, path, because it is the way to divinity. Ether, Akasha, the first manifested element in the universe. It is the element that stores memory. In its solidified form, it is what is known as crystal, silicon. That is why, in its solidified form, it is used for memory in computers. In its subtler, subtlest form, most invisible element in the manifested world, creation, it encompasses all things. It contains the universal memory, Akashic records. Beyond the ethereal elements, there is the essence of God, consciousness, and three gunas. In this state, there is no memory and no manifestation. It is beyond mind. Ethereal body, spirit, astral body, same as astral body. Eve, same as woman. Evil, same as devil. Evolution, the process of progressing from the unaware state of consciousness to pure consciousness, complete awareness. Expansion of the mind, universalism. When accepting the whole universe as our home, the Divine Father as our Father, nature as our mother, truth as our religion, God as our King, His laws as the true laws, and the rest of humanity as our fellow strugglers, brothers and sisters. In short, universalism.